Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, start your engines. It's time for I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Oh my god, your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
Greetings, cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
All right, I love listening to y'all. You know why? Because I feel like I'm just sitting around listening to two really cool guys talk.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hello, Scotchos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Fonte, greetings and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs in Bagwine, Ohio, and sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my right, the man who is the four-leaf clover in my life, the irrepressible J-Man. What was that?
What the hell, man?
That was
what
the
hell? You booed me, man.
You tricked me, didn't you? You tricked me. Oh, you're a sneakster.
A little Irish prankster.
Oh, you're such a leprechaun. I thought for a minute we had a garbled slider ballscock moment.
No, I just thought that'd be funny when I cleaned up and organized the audio. I replaced the applause with booze.
Oh, that's cute.
I was having a little self-loathing afternoon, so.
Oh.
I replaced the applause with booze.
Were you feeling a little down?
A little bummed. I don't know why.
That's sad, because you're not even Catholic.
I know. Well, I was watching college basketball, and I was just getting so disappointed that there's not a single guy in the whole country can hit a fucking free throw.
Yes, I saw you mention that.
Oh, God. Anyway, hola, and top of the morning to everyone out there. And it's already a crazy start. Wacky.
It's wacky.
Wacky start to the big show. Big, big, big show. We have an hour and 56 minutes still left.
Piece of cake. Or should I say, piece of cake.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly. Big crowd in the chat room.
Oh, they're huge. I think they're probably all listening to us on their mobile devices while
probably
they're
so.
In the bar. While they're in the bar.
That's right. Your iPhones, your Androids, your
what
iPads, whatnots, what have yous and whatnots.
And we do have a guest, Jay. So welcome, guest. I would hit the applause and welcome said guest in, but I don't want to boo the guest. Now, do I?
No, you don't.
Huh?
All right, so how's it going? How you doing?
Oh, not bad. I was up late. Up late last night. I was having a few drinks with Slider Ballscock, who you'll hear from later. And,
all right.
We had a good time.
Slider probably showed up unannounced, drank all your beer, ate your leftover cold pizza.
That's what I like about him.
Kind of guy.
He's just like me.
And then as he was leaving, he realized that he had done that, and he said, "I'll make it even with you. I'll catch you next time."
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
then he
sure
said,
thing.
"You just stay right there."
Yeah. It's chilly here today.
Oh, it's miserable here. It's not miserable, it's gloomy, it's just bleh.
Well, it's 39 and drizzly here today.
It's about the same here.
Yeah, it's very, very Irish.
Yes, it is.
Very Irish weather.
fact, if someone was visiting me from Dublin today, they would say, wow, it's like summer.
And a quick shout out to a happy birthday shout out.
Oh, yeah.
To our friend Miss Tantra Flower.
Yes, how you
having
doing?
Having a birthday today. Mm-hmm.
All right. I got a candle for her to blow out.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And a shout out to the Loy family in Forkill County, Armagh, Northern Ireland, which is where my great grandfather George Loy came from. So.
Oh, okay. So he probably beat up one of my Catholic descendants or something.
Oh, he probably did.
I'm sure of it.
he did some time for beating the hell out of somebody with a tire iron or something.
Oh, lovely.
We have that. My cousin in Wales sent us that little note.
Yeah.
So. I was just going to in Fork Hill a shout out to Mr. McCreesh, who is the general merchant and funeral director.
He gets to use the age-old joke, get them coming and going.
That's right. Anything you need, we got your milk, your toilet paper, your batteries, and we can embalm grandma for
That's
you.
That's right. Fast Freddy would love him.
Uh-huh.
I got a shout out, and before I do that, welcome Moses Death into the chat room. But yesterday, Jay, big day here yesterday. Number one, I want to give a thanks to Schmoop, who bought me new underwear.
Well, all right, Schmoop.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She got tired of you walking around the digs in the old holy underwear, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'll still use those, though. And then also, my brother Marty stopped by the beer mine yesterday just in order to give me a heart attack. My brother Marty stopped by, and he's always gratuitous and all this, and he likes giving money away. And however, he didn't tell me about it. About an hour after he left, I found a $20 bill in my notepad. And I immediately panicked, thinking, did I not pay for something? Does this belong to the drawer? And it wasn't until he called me at 9:30 this morning that we cleared that issue up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. A little too sneaky for his own good right there.
Uh-huh. Or for my own good, anyway.
We had a little, you know, it's fun. It's 39 and drizzly today. It was almost 80 degrees yesterday.
You're kidding.
The last 2 days. Oh, yeah, it's been really warm the last 2 days. And we had an AC crisis for about 20 minutes yesterday afternoon. It started blowing hot air. And luckily the maintenance guy came racing down here, charged it up with some more Freon or whatever the hell they put in it, and saved the day.
He was racing down the hill with the aid of his hurricane, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, they got little golf carts they buzz around the place in the States. Yeah. Oh,
that's pretty fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yep. What else goes on down there?
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's, we got local entrepreneurs running their own meth labs.
Well, we got that.
We got, domestic incidences going on. Mm-hmm. We got on the second deck, they got this little railing around, these little wood slats. We got one of those lying in the middle of our patio yesterday morning, and somebody kicked one out and something like that. You know, it's kind of like the projects, but yet palatial.
Exactly. God, it sounds like you ought to have someone covering all those things for us.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we do have a special reporter here.
Really?
Keep track of things in Redneckville. Yep. Miss Dixie Ozark has filed a report with us this week. And I'll just play that right now.
That sounds great.
Howdy, y'all. Dixie Ozark here for IWS Radio with the Redneckville Report. All heck broke loose this week as a crazed chicken got loose and terrorized the Spear Heights neighborhood. Poor Ida Mae Berry's little Yorkie, Puddin', got chased all over the yard and had to hide under the porch until Ida could rescue him from the cuckoo cockerel. Finally, Cloyd Savage corralled the thing and took it off to his farm. Not soon enough for poor little Puddin', though, who is so traumatized he won't go outside. They had the litter box train him, and he freaked out when Harold brought home some KFC. In local political news, Debbie Pelley was the special guest speaker for this month's meeting of the Tea Party. Debbie told them about how imperative it is that every town, no matter how big or small, be ready to defend ourselves from United Nations Agenda 21. She pointed out that socialism creeps its way into our lives without our even knowing it, and is often disguised as ideas that are supposed to improve our quality of living, like sidewalks and bike lanes. Finally, five members of the Redneckville Women's Christian Connection went on prayer rides on the local trolleys this week. They were riding for Jesus as they sat and silently prayed for whatever was in their hearts and for all the residents of Redneckville. So we've got that going for us at least. Well, that's your Redneckville report for this week, y'all. This is Dixie Ozark for IWS Radio, and I'll be back soon if the Lord's willing and the creek don't rise.
That was awesome. She's amazing.
Outstanding. Outstanding. It's been this big week in Redneckville.
Really? Yeah.
Crazy chickens running around.
I know.
I wish I'd made that story up, but we didn't. It was right there in the Harrison Daily Disappointment.
Well, I'll tell you what, she's better than Keith Olbermann or Piers or any of those.
Piers.
Yeah.
And speaking of hillbillies, it's a devastating weekend for Kentucky basketball fans.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. That's pretty good. Yeah, and yet they'll still make the tournament somehow.
Yeah. Oh, they probably should. I don't know, losing to Vandy like that. And then all the Kentucky fans so desperate that last night they were trying to gravy train what they thought would be Syracuse's win over Louisville. Until Louisville went on a 44-10 run.
Well, yeah, that kind of hurts. Kind of puts a dagger in the heart.
It was fun to watch them on Facebook and Twitter, though, as the night wore on.
As the bluegrass burned.
Yes, and, the tweets, the excitement, the fun, the what the hell's going on here? Oh God, no! Which is really just a typical night in Lexington, probably.
Well, that's true. Too.
it probably always ends, badly.
Yeah.
So you having the big traditional. Irish dinner tonight?
Yeah, we're having pizza.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? Well, I had traditional Irish Taco Bell last night.
Did you really? How was it?
Oh God, it was good.
How was your old taco?
It was oh delicious.
Yeah, that's very good. You know, if they had some marketing people there, they would come out around this time, just seasonally with a corned beef taco.
Well, you'd think.
You would
or
think.
At least, a green taco.
A green taco. The shell, people, not the meat. We get enough of that already.
Not the mystery substance that you call meat. It's probably why it's so good. Nobody really knows what it is.
Right.
I need to remind everybody that, this is our first big show. Really, really big show here. 2-hour show, and it's brought to you by the Big Dick.
It's brought to you by the Big Dick. And if you'd like to help out us, you could ride on the Big Dick hotline at 661-244-9852. Give us a call. Tell us what you're doing on this festive and wonderful St. Patrick's Day.
Other than going to mass.
I called one of my called my brother Vince this morning and asked him what he was doing. He said he just got back from church, and he said, "I didn't see you there."
Really?
Yeah. He said you must have been up in the choir loft.
Must have. You snuck in the back door and sat there quietly in the corner. You don't like to be noticed.
Well, you know, I am an international internet radio star, Jay. I don't want to detract from Jesus Christ. It's his day. Sunday is his day, not mine. I mean, well, it is now from noon to 2, but, you know.
Right. The only people who can compete with Jesus. Something like that.
Uh-huh. You know, I'll tell you what, when this thing really takes off, we'll be uttering the same line John Lennon did. We're bigger than Christ now.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And then
well, you know, St. Patrick's Day is.
Jimmy Stewart will shoot us both.
Yeah, I'm surprised he had just, you know, fired away from across the hall at you already.
Well, I have a human shield that protects me from the guns going off.
Even though you don't deserve her.
No, I don't.
Well, you know, today is an official holy day in Ireland by the Irish Diocese. A holy day of obligation.
Really?
So, oh, yeah. So, you know, they're doing that this morning. And, of course, outside of Ireland, it's a different kind of obligation people feel. You know, they get knee-walking drunk kind of day.
I actually did get a live report from my brother, the aforementioned Vince. On his way home from church, he was driving past O'Neill's Pub. Here in Dagwine. And their obligation was they had like 3 grills out in the parking lot smoking corned beef and 300 people there. That was about 8:30. That was about 8:30.
Starting, you know, getting things going.
I got a report that O'Connor's is packed, another Irish bar here in town.
There you go.
Murphy's Pub, which is not too far from the Bagwine Digs, they opened at 6 a.m. today.
Oh, my God.
I don't have a report on that, but I bet they were packed as well. I've been in that place, and I've seen that clientele.
I was going to say, that's the one the cops sit outside of, right?
If I'm going there, I'm walking.
So, good old St. Patrick. Now, he's the one, you know, the patron saint of Ireland, even though he's not Irish.
Right.
He's the one who drove the snakes all from Ireland, right?
Correct.
Or was that? Oh, wait, no, that was Sherman. The march to the... Oh, no. Okay, different. Anyway, so, yeah, it was St. Patrick who did that. And, of course, by snakes, we mean the Irish. God damn it, I screwed it up. By snakes, we mean Italians, right?
That's right. That's very good.
Fucking idiot. God damn it. I quit.
Well, hey, it's our first foray. You're nervous. A little nervous.
God damn.
Yeah.
Not even worth trying. I'm not even going to bother with the rest of them.
Okay. I'll do it myself. Talk to you tomorrow, will I? No, he did God's work. He turned loathsome pagans into loathsome Catholics. I mean, that's a feat in itself.
There you go. It's very impressive. Mm-hmm. He was also an excellent forward for the Buffalo Sabres and New York Rangers. Oh, that was Steve Patrick. Sorry.
Oh, God.
In the box score, it says St. Patrick, so.
That was pretty good. Now, see, that was pretty good.
Oh, God. Well, you know, on Fox Family had a show about St. Patrick the other day, and it turns out he also... He also refused to collect taxes for the British crown and led a rebellion against the king.
Boy, they can twist anything they want. Oh, my God.
They Americanized St. Patrick.
Oh, my God. They teabagged St. Patrick.
Yes, they did.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
Oh, man. Yeah, I see we're just rolling right along now.
Oh, yeah, we're already 20 minutes in.
Woo-wee.
We only have 1 hour and 40 minutes to go, Jay.
Yeah,
that was pretty good. I got that right.
Yeah, you did. And the chat room is it's just bubbling
it's
over.
It's kind of hit and miss, isn't it? You know, I kind of like it that way. It takes the pressure off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to try one more time. So, St. Patrick is best known for driving all the snakes from Ireland. And by snakes, we mean the Italians.
That was good.
Hi-yo! Let's see if I can do it.
I would hit the applause button. But...
Best show on Blog Talk Radio, folks.
Darn right. We're on the top of the heap. Top of the heap.
That's right.
Well, we were.
Hey, it's a free podcast, people. Settle down.
Yeah, come on. We mean to do this. It's our shtick. Hey, we have another guest pop in. Hi, guest.
That's so sad. One guest shows up in the chat room. We're all over him. Hey, how you doing? You want to be our friend?
You know what they'd probably like? They'd probably like a drink. Kind of loosen them up.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah. And you know, there was a good old Irish woman
mm-hmm.
who pretty much invented alcohol.
Yes.
Yeah.
Betcha. One of my heroes.
Yep, Lily the Pig.
And I think there was a little song about her.
Yeah, our buddy acapella, famous Vegas acapella singer. He. Sorry, the live studio audience just gave me a look, but Buddy acapella, he had just recently recorded a song in honor of Lily the Pig, and I'll play that right now.
Good, bad idea.
You ready? Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Here's a story, a little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little bit sad, of Lily the Pink and her medicinal compound, and how it drove her to the bad. Well, Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home. Then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's Emperor of Rome. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Freddy Klinger, the opera singer, could break glasses with his voice, they said. So on his tonsils, rub medicinal compound, and now they break glasses over his head. Johnny Hammer had a terrible stammer. He could hardly say a word. So they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's seen but never heard. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Uncle Paul, he was very small. He was the shortest man in town. So on his body, rubbed medicinal compound, and now he's 6 foot
but under the ground. Lily died and went up to heaven. Oh, the church bells, they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound. Hark, the herald angels sing. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Okay, that sounded pretty good. Why don't you come in and take a listen?
Okay.
That was awesome. Oh, awesome.
That was tremendous. Little Buddy Octopella. Talented dude.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean,
kind of that
headline. Headlining at the Sands Hotel in Vegas.
Yeah, kind of that mix of the Italian-Irish thing we were just discussing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So, we're both Irish.
Yes.
For the most part.
Oh, yeah. I'm almost all Irish.
Yeah.
I had one grandparent that ruined that.
Yeah, well, there's always one.
On my dad's side, I had a Flanagan and Mahoney, and then on my mom's side, I had an O'Brien and then a Herr Oster.
Ugh. Right. Well, on my mother's side, we, as I said, back to County Armagh, and another one, grandfather, who was born in Belfast. And then on my dad's side, we trace back to a John Adams that came over from Ireland back in the 1850s or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all Indians and outlaws, so.
And rednecks.
Yeah, they're kind of rough. You know, people from Yellville, they're kind of ruffians.
Oh, yeah. But, good ruffians.
Oh, of course. So you insist you're not related to Cardinal Mahoney.
I insist upon that. Check the spelling.
Well, you know, over time, families sometimes drop an E or something like that, you know, change things up. It could be that Cardinal Mahoney was the side of the family that the rest of the Mahoneys didn't like, so you added an E.
Well, that could be too. I'm thinking more he dropped it just like he dropped the ball on a lot of others. Oh, where'd that go? No, there was never a knee there. No, there was no assault. No. Whew.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking of changing my voter registration. I'm currently registered independent, but I was thinking of registering as a member of the Sinn Féin party.
That'd be great.
Just go down there and just write it in.
And they'll go, Sinn Féin, what the hell is this, boy?
What is that? Say, well, you know, it's entirely possible that I'm related to Jerry Adams, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I have, I don't have it on. I should have put it on. I have a Sinn Féin pen.
No, you do.
Yes, I do.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can go to Google Street View there in Fork Hill, Northern Ireland.
Yes.
County Armagh. And you can wander down the street of that little town and you see the campaign signs for the Sinn Féin candidate. So that's who I would have voted for, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
They seem like a decent lot of folk.
Oh, sure. Do all their signs have bullet holes in them? I guess the oppositions would, wouldn't they?
Exactly. They're holding, you know, like AK-47s.
Uh-huh.
And it's weird. Every single Sinn Féin candidate has a black, you know, mask, a pullover mask on.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. I have a brother, Jay Marty. And boy, you talk about someone who's whooping it up today. His band, the Dreamboats.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're playing here in Bagwine, Ohio, at the Buckeye Club today.
The Buckeye Club.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Big time.
I thought maybe we could give him a call and see how preparations are going.
Yeah, hell, even good English can't get a gig at the Buckeye Club.
Damn right. Although that band has some long legs.
Hello?
Would this be the lead singer of the Dreamboats?
It sure is.
Is this Party Marty? Because this is, you're with Stupid, brother.
Well, top of the morning to you both. It's a great day to be Irish and a great day to pretend you're Irish.
Damn right.
Everybody's an honorary Irishman today.
That's right. None finer. How you guys doing today?
Wonderful, and you?
Good, good. Just set up the stage and had a sound check and had some corned beef hash with poached eggs on it. It was really, really good.
See, that's the downside to being Irish, is you
what?
Have to pretend to like that.
You gotta be kidding.
That is Irish soul food, no doubt about it.
Hey, Marty, his family comes from Northern Ireland.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
We're more of a Irish pot roast type family.
Okay. All right. Scotch Irish?
Hey, so Marty, when you did the sound check, did you go, semblance?
As a matter of fact, I did. And people just look at you like, So what's going on in the show today? I mean, it's a big day for everybody green. What's going on over there?
That's what we're talking about. St. Patty's Day. Everything
Ireland
Irish.
Forever. Yeah.
Well, we are playing at a beautiful venue here in Swingfield, and there should be hundreds of people there, and it'll be wall to wall.
Have they opened the doors yet?
Yeah, there's a lot of revelers there right now.
Oh, excellent.
Is it festival seating?
There's about half a dozen reserved tables, and it's up to everybody else to make their way in.
Wow. Got a dance floor?
Yes, we do.
Wow.
All right.
And what's the playlist? Give us some clues. Give us a full report.
Well, it seems mostly like a typical Irish bar music, from the raucous to the sentimental, you know. Songs about the sea, songs about the railroad, songs about working people, you know, the hands that built America, that kind of a thing.
And death
and
dying and drinking.
Yeah, pretty much, pretty
all
much.
Right.
You know, awake is making fun of death, so.
That's right.
Is there a lot of green beer on tap?
I haven't seen any green beer. That looks like the present favorite right now among the folks is Guinness. They're pouring it out draft, and looks good.
Love me some Guinness. Love
a little
Guinness.
Early in the day for Guinness, though. It's a little heavy,
Well, that's a quality breakfast right there, a couple of Guinness.
I agree. Besides, something heavy should be at the beginning of the day, not at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, very good. You're correct. I'm going to write that down and mark it as an Irish proverb.
May the rose rise and meet you. I don't know.
That's right.
Boy, people will be sharing that quote on Facebook this afternoon all over the place.
I know I will be, because I'm staying home. I'll be drunk and I'll post it 18 times.
Well, I guess the last thing before you get on the road is not a shot of Jameson, but
yeah.
It's all good. Well, boys, that's about all I can tell you. It's going to be a fun time. Wish you guys were here.
I wish we were, too.
Hell, yeah. Do you have anybody opening for you, or are you guys just going to take the stage and rock it out?
We play about 3 50-minute sets with a little break between the, two breaks. And then there's a solo guitar player playing after us. And,
He's
quasi-famous.
He's quasi-famous, isn't he?
Yes, but I don't recall his name, but that doesn't help, does it?
he played for Thin Lizzy, didn't he?
No, he played in a tribute to Thin Lizzy when they were in Ireland playing.
I'm going to have to fire someone on our research staff, who, by the way, Marty, is one of our brothers.
Well, you know how operator, how things get twisted around.
I know.
Yeah, the life of Brian, you know.
And we have a guest in the chat room. Welcome, guest, and you are lucky and fortunate to hear the lead singer of the Dreamboats.
Damn right.
Well, Marty, have a good show.
Well, thanks, Maddie. It was nice talking to you guys.
Have a great show and break a leg or something.
Aaron Gobrow. Now, I can call in on this number.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you never know.
And we're on till 2, Marty.
You're on till 2.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, maybe you'll hear some crowd noise here in a little bit. I'm going right back there.
That'd be great. You know what you could do? This would be awesome and probably the first time ever. You know how people smash their guitars? After one of your solos, you could smash your flute.
Me and Ron Burgundy, baby.
There you go. Excellent.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys. Aaron Gobrow, have a great day.
All right. Slante, Marty.
Slante.
Ah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. That was outstanding.
That was. Boy, he's got a clear cell phone, doesn't he?
Oh, he does.
Damn. He rivals Andy Longo. Remember that when he called from the Super Bowl last year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember Andy.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. It's pretty handy. And you know what's really awesome is I was looking at our switchboard there, and of course he's got the 9337 area code, you know,
right,
for that area there,
right,
where you guys are. And I was actually thought that was you, and then I saw the 501 underneath, and I thought, hey, how's he calling in on my number?
Oh, God.
And then I got all confused.
Yeah, you haven't even been drinking yet today, have you, Jay?
Maybe a little. A little Pepsi. Just a little Pepsi.
Uh-huh. What do you have in it?
I don't know. I mean,
Jay,
must have put something in there.
What's your Pepsi?
No.
What's your Pepsi wearing?
No, it's just good old fashioned everyday Pepsi, and I'm all over the place today.
You are
crazy, just wacky, crazy. There are two guests in the chat room now. It's out of control.
I see that, and see how easy it was, guests. We talked to Marty. Had a good time, and you could do the same if you called in at 661-244-9852 on the Big Irish Dick Hotline.
That's right. Well, you know, man, I decided to sit down and make a list of the greatest Irish people of all time.
Really?
Yeah. And came up with 10 of them.
Okay.
Which is, you know, that's what it's supposed to be, right?
That list always has to be 10, yes.
Yeah.
5 or 10.
Right. Right.
Just like
exactly.
Anniversaries.
Exactly. Those are the only ones that matter.
Yes.
The 5s and the 10s.
Uh-huh.
So I've got it at number 10. I have Barack Obama.
Very good. Very good.
No, I'm just kidding. He's nowhere near the top 10. Anyway,
okay.
Bram Stoker.
Okay.
Little-known fact,
Jay.
Irish.
Got to cross this one off. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, doesn't mean you can't talk about him, but yeah, little-known fact.
And it's funny, and I didn't intend it to be funny, but I said cross it off.
Okay. Uh-huh. But wait. Let me find it.
Okay.
We'll get better at this, folks. I promise. Well, not really. Anyway, and Peter O'Toole, Miles O'Toole's brother.
Oh, God. I love Peter O'Toole.
Oh,
great actor.
Great human being.
Yep. One of my favorite movies ever, 1982, nominated for an Oscar. My favorite year.
There you go.
Yep.
Favorite movie, favorite year.
Yep.
And I got Bob Geldof.
I got problems with him.
You got problems with Bob?
Well, I like him, and I love the work he's done, but I can't see any upstanding Irishman accepting a knighthood from the crown.
You make a good point. Make a good point. We might ought to take him off the greatest Irishman list.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put that up for a vote for the
Irish
committee.
Yeah, we'll send it to the executive committee.
Yeah. And I've got George Bernard Shaw.
There's another one. Okay. You've already crossed three off mine.
Okay. Also, one of the co-founders of the London School of Economics, by the way. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
So we're an educational show.
Yes, we are. Awesome. Or as our friend Joe Sequist says, she gets our news from us.
Right, as she should.
Because she didn't know that one of our upcoming guests had a stroke.
Exactly. Exactly. And you guys should check out Joe Sequist, and I do mean check her out.
Oh, God, check her out thoroughly.
At artmustdie.com.
Yes.
And check out her blog there and her artwork, and I think she's amazingly talented.
And hot.
And that, too.
Not that I'm
and
shallow
a sweetheart.
Or
Oh, and
God,
a sweetheart.
Yes, he is very nice.
And let's see who else I have on the list that you'll have to mark off yours. Jonathan Swift.
There's another one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson. You got him?
No, I don't, but Schmoop does. The live studio audience is a big fan of I Want to Lay Him Neeson.
Excellent. You know, and if he told me over the phone that he was going to hunt me down and kill me, I'd just poop my pants right there.
Of course you would. Well, you would do that anyway, whether he called
well,
you or not.
Depending on what time of day it is. Late night.
Exactly.
Sinead O'Connor. We all love her, okay. Right?
No, it's pronounced. I thought it was pronounced Sinead.
However. Sinhead, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, ripped up the picture of... JP2 there on Saturday Night Live. That was a pretty baller move right there, if you think about it. Yeah. And that Ian guy from Globetrekker, he always cracked me up. I liked him.
I don't know.
Originally Lonely Planet, travel show.
Not a clue. You know, I'm very pop culture.
I know.
Challenged.
And Oscar Wilde.
He's tied for number one with me.
Really?
Yeah.
And most people do. He was a pretty cool dude.
Yes, he was.
A decent writer. Decent writer.
Decent. What do you mean decent? He was
a prodigious
awesome.
Drunk.
Yeah. And he liked to wear fur coats and have sex with everyone. No matter their gender, race, or creed or color.
You know. Exactly. I mean, the guy was a progressive.
He was a citizen of the world.
He was. And on my list, the number one Irish person of all time is Dolores O'Riordan. There you go.
I just got weak in the knees.
Oh, I know.
Mm. Even my son, Jay, a generation removed, just about.
But a man of good taste.
Evidently. And you know where he got that from.
His mother.
Hey-o!
Well, we know it. We know he didn't get it from his mother.
Now, that was hurtful.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's who. I just got Oscar and Dolores 1 and 1A.
Yeah.
And I can't decide which is which.
Well, it's tough. Going back and forth. We got a couple more guests have wandered in the chat room.
I see that. They're probably taking a pee break from the bar they're at.
Probably so. Well, you know what, Matt?
Yes.
Ireland is quite well known for its poets.
Oh, yeah. Poets,
writers.
Oh, yes. We've mentioned
cultural
a few.
Icons.
Yep. We mentioned a few, like Jonathan Swift and Oscar Wilde and Yeats. And I left one. Seamus Heaney. Another great one.
Mm-hmm. James Joyce, writer.
God, he's exhausting.
Yes, he is. But, you know, we have a staff poet here.
Yes, we do. One Paul Pyatt.
That's right. He's the poet laureate of the I'm With Stupid World.
Mm-hmm. He covers poetry for us, and he likes to expose new and exciting poets. And he found one who has a special St. Patrick's Day poem for us, Jay. So let's check him out.
Let's do it.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt.
Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and literary editor Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer you a poem from Irish poet Eton P. Daly. From his book, Hookers and Soda Bread, here's Ireland, My Ireland. 40 shades of green, scorched, arid, and brown, heroic Celts bludgeoned, made martyrs by the crown. Pestilence, pestilence, famine and blight. Pestilence, pestilence, no potatoes in sight. Villages pillaged, hamlets and burghs scourged. Banshee winds singing off key, a funeral dirge. Cholera, cholera, scurvy and rot. Cholera, cholera, fetid water fills my pot. Ireland, my Ireland, a cruel mistress indeed. Yet for Ireland, my Ireland, I love and I plead. Eton P. Daly. I wish you all an effusive and robust St. Patrick's Day. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Paul Pyatt.
Good stuff.
That oh, yeah.
Moving. Uplifting.
Deep, deep, thoughtful.
Yes.
You know, at the very beginning of that, he sounded a little like Vincent Price. It's a little weird.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, but anyway, good stuff.
Yeah.
Just more greatness that's come from the Emerald Isle there.
Yeah. And more greatness that's come from, you know, IWS Radio.
Of course.
Which you can catch here on BTR, but also on our website at IWSradio.com.
.com. That's right. Go there and see our Babe of the Week, that Irish lass, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
And you can go back and you can see the posts throughout the week, and you celebrated the new Pope and all kinds
of
other great stuff on there.
That's funny you mentioned that, Jay, about parenthetically celebrating the great new Pope, because we got a little hate mail about that.
Really?
Yes, we did.
Mm. Hate mail.
Yeah, our first official hate mail. Let me read that for you.
Yeah.
And folks, this is in reference to something I wrote, I think, what was it, last Thursday?
Yeah.
About Pope Francis assuming the Cathedral of the Vatican. We received an email that says, after reading your intolerant smear of the Holy Father, I am convinced that you will be the only person in history to descend into hell, body and soul, before you die.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cold.
That's rough.
Pretty vicious.
That's
pretty
rough.
Angry.
Yes, it is.
Your brother was pissed off at you.
Yes, he was. But, you know, and that's what makes it the worst thing. Oh, that came from my brother.
Yeah, you had the family after you on that one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're going right to hell for that one.
That's right.
We'll see. He'll be in hell before I will. But no, not my brother.
Now, I tell you what, that's it's always good to get feedback, though.
It is. We like feedback.
You know, it's like, we had some pretty decent feedback while Paul Pyatt was speaking when, like, four guests left the room. That's feedback.
You know, and I don't understand that.
I don't get it either.
They don't read his posts, and then they leave the room when he comes on. But by God, he's going to remain a fixture.
Damn right he is.
Until you like him, people.
Uncultured dregs of society can bite us.
Bunch of drunks and morons pretending to be Irish today.
Oh, God. Amateur hour.
Oh, God.
The 2 days you can't leave your home, St. Patrick's Day and New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, yep.
Every idiot out there who never drinks more than half a beer, or maybe one of those little 7-ounce beers, those little wussy beers.
Yeah.
Drink one of those and like, I'm so buzzed.
Yeah. And that's what
they're out there today.
That's how Bristol
drinking
Taylor,
green beer.
That's how she got pregnant. Oh, I'm so drunk off this half a wine cooler.
Who's that?
Bristol Palin.
Oh, right. Of course.
She had to have an excuse, Jay.
I remember reading that story on the internet. It must be true.
No, yeah. We may have written it.
But Ireland's a fun place.
It is.
Where they know, see, now, celebrating St. Patrick's Day in Ireland would be okay because, getting drunk and rolling out into the street and having a brawl is just a daily occurrence for them.
Exactly.
It's normal and, you just, step aside and everything's okay. But, here, that, the brawl breaks out and then somebody pulls out a gun. And everybody wants to drag everybody else into it. But, you're a fan of Jameson's?
Oh, yeah.
In fact,
it was funny, with nine kids and my dad every night when he was writing his poetry. Another great Irish poet there, Dick.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Jack Mahoney.
Uh-huh. He would have four Braumeisters and a shot of whiskey between 9 and 11 p.m. So every Christmas, he would get like five bottles of Jameson's from five of his nine kids. Stocked up for the year. And, of course, all the brothers had to partake of some while he wasn't looking, of course.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
It's another Irish tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, there's a lot of Irish traditions that people don't know much about. They've invented their own odd little games and sports and stuff, and they've turned into kind of cult followings there in Ireland. A lot of people engage in them, and we sent our sports editor over to do a story on them.
Yeah, slider balls, cock. Some of you may have heard about Irish hurling, but maybe you don't know exactly what it's about. So we're lucky enough that today is the finals of the Irish Hurling Championship, and we have our good guy, sports guy, Slider Ballscock, covered it for us. So let's get a hold of him.
Let's do it.
Hi, sports fans. Slider Ballscock here, coming to you from Seamus in Cineads Pub in historic Dublin with live coverage of the 2013 All-Ireland Hurling Finals. For those of you unfamiliar with Irish hurling, let me break it down for you. Hurling competitions take place in Irish pubs, or as we call them in the good old US of A, Applebee's. And let me tell you, the object of Irish hurling is to not feel good in the neighborhood. Two drunken combatants square off mano-ro-mano in order to see who can culminantly projectile vomit, or hurl as they call it here, the most farthest after drinking their drink of choice through 8 rounds. And sports fans, for the first time in the 400-year history of the All-Ireland Hurling Finals, after 8 rounds, we are tied at 325.77 meters between two-time champion and hometown favorite Miles O'Toole and the young upstart hurler from County Limerick, Pat McGroin. So now, after the 8 rounds of regulation puking, the 2013 All-Ireland Hurling winner will be decided through something called sudden barf-off. First abdomen up to the bar is Pat McGroin, and oh my, surprisingly he goes against his typical gin choice and opts for a mixture of a double shot of Hennessy's with a chaser of spoiled goat's milk. He grabs his crutch and in all his Gaelic manliness looks skyward and downs the round, and wow, 57.8 meters is the mark to beat. Holy cow. Okay, Miles O'Toole looking undaunted with a glimmer in his eye and an indecisive yet unregulated sonner in his step now approaches the barkeep. Oh my goodness. Miles has just pointed to the front of the pub, much like Stan Musial did prior to hitting a home run out of the Houston Astrodome in 1922. The crowd is quiet as he silently, yet loudly, places his order. The tension builds. And, oh, what the? Miles has chosen a 2-pint glass of Guinness with the remains of a mostly filled ashtray dumped into it. He makes the sign of the cross and jugs! His face turns blue with envy as he falls backwards, yet he sends his tan and black concoction through the... Holy cow! It breaks the pub window and lands in the middle of the street some 155.57 meters from last it began. If I could convert centigrade to feet, I would be able to more accurately describe the distance of his vomit, but let me just say, holy cow, if Irish weatherman Al Tennyson were alive today, he'd say, I admire Miles Shalott. So there you have it, sports fans. Miles O'Toole has retained his Irish hurling championship town, and for some more of awesome IWS radio, you stay right there. This is Slider Ballscott, leaving it all on the field and heading for the show.
You know, sometimes I just can't believe how awesome a cadre of staff and reporters we have.
Oh, I tell you what, something else, isn't it?
Yes.
We have put together a who's who of correspondents,
mm-hmm.
contributors, reporters.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of which would be far more qualified than Chris Hayes. That was the primetime show.
Oh. I mean...
Slider is outstanding.
Yeah, he is.
How we kept him away from ESPN, I have no idea.
I don't either. I'll tell you what, current TV nor The Blaze has anything on us.
No. Not at all. And Slider seemed to have finished off the rest of our guests in there. That's weird.
Well.
And they just don't know what good reporting is.
Maybe no, they don't.
Getting caught by surprise, and they're like, hey, this is quality stuff. I wasn't tuning in for that.
Well, and on top of that, I think it was, you know, over 3.5 minutes long, so.
Oh, it came at the perfect time. I really needed the pee break.
I was wondering why I was hearing an echo, and now I know.
No, I had the mic.
Oh.
Up here. That's why you were hearing that. Everything should be normal now. Sorry about that.
Well, normal.
Yeah, I'm all discombobulated today, man.
Oh, I know. What's wrong with you? You're the rock of this show. I'm the
you know what it
one.
Is? You know what it is?
What?
Too prepared.
See? Yep. You can be that way. I don't mean you. I mean the collective you. People can be too prepared.
I was too ready for it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Too ready. I should have waited and toned it down a bit or something.
And here, didn't you Thursday night, not to peak too soon?
Not to peak too soon. And that look what happened.
Yep.
I had all my audio done, uploaded.
Yep.
Early.
And now you fell on your own sword.
I was working on clever material for the show, and and I screwed up the Irish Italian joke, and I don't know, things just went badly from there. I feel bad now.
Well, you shouldn't.
I'm gonna drink my sorrows away this afternoon.
Really?
Then go on a Facebook rampage.
That's always fun.
Against the Italians.
I've never done anything like that, but I'm sure it'd be fun.
Uh huh. Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of our stable of professionals, we have a famous person to do the weather for us.
Really?
Yes. We have the great, truly great,
mm-hmm.
Kirk Douglas here to do the weather for Ireland, Bagwine, and Redneckville.
This will be awesome.
This is Kirk Douglas with an IWS radio weather alert. Weather for St. Patrick's Day in Dublin will be mostly cloudy and cool, with temperatures in the low 40s. For the week going forward, it will be cloudy and cool, with temperatures in the mid 40s during the days. A chance of rain on Monday. Imagine that. Cloudy and cool and rainy in Ireland. What are the fucking chances of that? Weather for a bad one this week will be kind of similar to Dublin. City clouds, city temperatures, and the forest. For Redneckville, kind of dries, actually. Temperatures in the 60s. That's funny. I can live with that.
Yeah.
For IWS Radio, this has been Kirk Douglas with a special weather bullet.
There's the weather. Thank you, Kirk, for that.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you what, I emailed that.
That was awesome.
I emailed that to the J-Mom.
And what did she say?
And, she responded. And I thought it was going to be the old, you know, this is wrong, you shouldn't do this, this is a bad thing to do. you know, poor man's had a stroke and, you know, karma is going to catch up to you. And instead she was, you know, you need to work on that a little. Stroke victims don't talk that fast.
Oh, my God.
Need to slow it down.
Oh.
And I practiced a little, and I told her I'd work on it in the future. And I said, well, how about if I talk more like this? And she goes, that's better. He has to think about each word because he's had a stroke.
Yeah.
You make it more realistic.
Well, see, there's more positive feedback anyway. No,
feedback.
Maybe not. Yeah. Which we
there
could add, but Kirk Douglas chased our latest guest out of the room.
It's really weird how that happened.
I know.
Really weird, man.
So if you'd like to replace that guest, come in the chat room or call the Big O Dick hotline at 661-244-9852. Wow. Yeah, that's a tough one to take. I was going to hit the couch button, but I thought I'd... Sometimes I make a mistake and hit the in button, and that's not helpful.
No. No.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do something like that.
So what is our weather? I really couldn't tell. Cloudy, right?
It's going to be cloudy and gloomy and
okay.
Cool all week, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And in a shocking turn of events, it's going to be cloudy and rainy and cool all weekend in Dublin, too.
Yeah, that is a shocker.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
Uh-huh.
So we're rolling along here.
Yes, we are. We're not doing too bad for our first tryout into the extended format.
All right. So, do we want to call the bear mine?
You know, let's try that.
Let's do that. And then we come back and we'll... After that, we come back and we'll talk a little Pope Francis.
Okay.
After that.
Let's see.
Tap, tap, tap.
You know, I'm supposed to... I didn't know it kept the last phone number.
Oh,
we'll have to talk to BTR about that. I'm sure they'll get right on it.
Oh, you know they will. We're premium.
Yeah. Folks, we're calling the place of my employ, the beer mine, from where I am abdicated today. And it's ringing.
Maybe he can't hear it ring.
He might not be able to hear it.
Every depot.
Bill, you're with Stupid.
Oh, jeez. What's up?
Oh, Jesus.
How's business today?
Very slow, thank you.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
What's up with
that?
It's
getting cold out here.
Well, I know. It's not a great day. Say hi to Jay, Bill.
Say what to who?
Oh, God. Say hi to Jay.
Oh, hi, Jay.
Hi, Bill. Are you selling any Guinness today?
No, the only thing I've sold today was cigarettes.
Really?
Must be a hangover from last night.
Well, last night was St. Practice Day.
Yep. Well, pre-St. Patrick's Day. Now.
Well, that's kind of what I said, Bill. Bill, stay with me.
Yeah.
You don't sound too cheery.
Nah, I'm tired today.
No, are you really?
And you didn't decorate the board, the Bud Light board, so...
It was too cold to decorate it.
Well, there you go. So,
we're going to get into the internal workings of the beer mine here.
Yeah, I've been standing around, twiddling my thumbs and various other body parts.
Okay, this is a family show, Bill. Any hot chicks come through today?
Well, it depends on what you call hot.
Well, I don't know.
There was some showing some cleavage, a little.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah, and then there was some showing some rolls.
Some what?
Some rolls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the same person, wasn't it?
Didn't help with breakfast too much. But other than much going on.
Any minivans full of like six kids with mom saying, "What do you guys want?"
Nope, none of that yet.
You'll get one.
Well, don't forget it. Well, I guess church is over, so they'll start rolling through now.
Yeah.
If they go to church.
You didn't steal that $20 bill out of my jar, did you?
Oh, no, I saw that sitting there. Right next to your acid stickers.
Oh, yeah, why don't you hand those out? Well, we got little shamrock stickers, J-Man, to pass out.
Oh,
oh, they're soft. Okay. I wouldn't put one of them in my mouth. Yeah.
They don't go on in your mouth, Bill.
Oh, okay. I've never played the stickers before, so.
You didn't bring your gun today, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, dear God.
I was going to bring a kit and clean it, you know. And the whole time I'm cleaning it, I'm going to sing, "This is my rifle, this is my gun," you know, kind of like on Full Metal Jacket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Get some oil all over me.
And get oiled up.
Uh-huh.
You know, anybody,
a little bit of gun oil smell and bullets and get you going in the morning.
It does.
Yeah, that'll turn the ladies on.
Yeah.
Well,
I love
ladies,
smell
bag wine
like that,
at least.
Well, it's glad to have you back in the fold, Bill.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it. I'm getting all stiff now.
God.
From the weather.
Oh, okay.
Anybody set fire to the dumpster today?
Nope. Well, I haven't been back there to take a peek, but...
Well, I think you could see it.
Probably.
Well, I could see it on the screen. But
yeah, we have cameras, Bill.
It doesn't look like there's any trash in it, so...
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, like I said, things are kind of slow today.
Yeah, yeah. So are some people, evidently.
I guess so.
Well, Bill, we'll let you go because we know you're a busy man.
Yes, yes, that's true. Jeremy just walked in next door.
Did he?
Yeah.
You'll have some company. There you go. Somebody you can oil him up too.
Well, you know, he works with oil every day.
Yeah, that's true. He's a mechanic.
Uh-huh.
He probably comes pre-oiled.
Yeah, that's true. Nothing like getting down and dirty.
Okay, we're going to end this right now, Bill.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Of course you are.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you two later.
Okay, and I'll see you probably in about an hour.
Of course. I'll try not to shake your beer for you.
Thank you.
Getting his St. Patrick's Day supplies.
Yep. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Right. Good job, Bill.
Bye.
Boy,
Billy
the kid,
ladies and gentlemen.
I could tell why you...
He's still trying to hang up the phone.
Darn cheap phone.
I know. Oh, God, I'll cut him off.
How do you hang up the goddamn phone?
Okay, there we go. Well, Jay, I have mentioned that.
Well, I'll tell you
what. I mentioned that in Bill's defense. I told you, Mike won't drive by. Mike, he won't spring for a new phone, and the keys don't always want to work.
Oh. I tell you what. I will say this though. I do know why you changed his nickname from Wild Bill to Billy the Kid. Because the wild part just didn't seem to fit, did it?
No.
A little too laid back for that.
We may have to excerpt that out. How do you hang up this damn phone?
That'll go in the show open.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
There we go. An hour and 15 minutes in, we finally hit the highlight of the show.
Now we're just doing a normal show, Jay. 45 minutes.
Yeah, I know it.
We're in our comfort zone now.
Yeah, I think we're going to make it.
Mm-hmm. And you know who else I hope makes it? Pope Francis.
Pope Francis.
He's a little shaky. I hear he tripped already.
Yep. Yeah, I think he was drunk.
Well.
Celebrating St. Patrick's Day a little early. And
that's right.
Stumbled a little. But, yeah, the Pope Francis, or, as they call him in Philly, Pope Yo Frankie. Well, I loved the coverage of the conclave and all that, and I loved you know, despite what Louis Farrakhan and various white supremacist groups would have you believe, it really is Catholics who dominate U.S. media, especially the news media. They're almost all Catholic, and virtually none of them have any real inside connection with the Vatican at all.
No, that's okay. Sure, you got Matthews, you got Hannity, you got O'Reilly. You got, what are you talking about? I don't see the connection.
Brian Williams and Bob Schieffer. And,
Why?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't seem like the fact that they're all Catholic, other than, well, all of them, except for Wolf Blitzer, and that's not his real name.
No. Yeah, his real
name.
So
anyway, it was. Do what?
No, go ahead.
No, it was just, it was great to see them all wrong in their predictions. They were also sure that the dude from Milan would be the Pope, and it turns out to be Bergoglio. It's still in Italian.
Yeah.
But by way of Argentina.
Mm-hmm. They can cover both bases.
Right. Did you know, Matt, that there are 1.2 billion Catholics worldwide? Because they really didn't, I mean, they really glossed over that in the coverage. They only mentioned it a couple of thousand times. I'm not sure if everybody heard it.
Well, actually, Jay, I think our friend and colleague Bill Donahue mentioned that on the...
Yeah, there you go.
Website the other day at iwsradio.com.
There's a warm, cuddly fella for you.
He kind of took a shot at us. It wasn't hate mail. It was a hate post. Top
well,
that, people.
He's full of hate.
He is.
But, the Pope in his first official appearance, he was just wearing the basic white robes and old, worn-out brown shoes that he wears when he rides the bus.
Yep.
So, big change from Pope Liberace there. But
man, these popes got it made, I tell you.
They got it pretty good.
Yes, they do.
Retired popes appear to have it pretty good, too.
Oh, sure. Oh, no, not retired. Pope Emeritus, Jay.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Come on now.
Yep. But I did do some research or some thinking, and I did come up with the top 10 Francis's ever in all time.
Yeah.
And I went ahead and I put Pope Francis 10th on the list. You know, we don't know much about him. There's a chance that he may fall off the list, and he probably will, because he's probably going to suck.
Well, he's probably going to literally fall off.
Well, that too. Yeah, 76-year-old man with one lung. I'm not seeing a long papacy here. I'm just saying.
Yeah, not helpful.
And number 9, which I thought was going to be hilarious until you ruined this one with your post on Thursday. I have Francis the Talking Mule.
Yeah.
And that number 8, I have Francis Castelluccio.
Who's that?
Better known as Frankie Valli.
Ah, very good.
And I have him tied with his fellow crooner, Francis Scott Key.
Yeah, I wrote that down. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Okay. And Connie Francis. We
yes.
all love her, right?
Oh, sure. Crazy
She's
woman.
Still alive.
Who doesn't like a crazy woman?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Is she still alive?
I don't. Well, she's not
the
now.
Late great, the late, great Connie Francis.
Exactly.
Yeah. And number six, Francis Ford Coppola.
Mm-hmm.
And at five, we have a tie between Sir Francis Drake and Sir Francis Bacon.
I had both of them. Thank you very much.
And there's a good chance that that's the same guy. I don't know anybody who ever saw him in the same room together.
Exactly.
So, you know how history tends to twist things a little bit.
I know. Especially if you're a Palin.
Right. And then at number four, I've got St. Francis of Assisi and St. Francis Xavier. Again,
yep.
It could be the same guy, right?
Probably is.
Probably so. Hell, we don't even know if St. Patrick really existed, do we? When you think about it. I mean, the church makes all this shit up so much.
Oh, I know.
And at number three, Dick Francis.
Dick Francis?
The writer.
Oh.
The mystery writer and former jockey.
Uh-huh.
And number two, Francis Scott Fitzgerald, even though he spelled his name with an E and not an I.
Ah.
Just to be different.
Uh-huh.
And coming in April to a theater near you, Leonardo DiCaprio is The Great Gatsby.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the number one Francis of all time. Mr. Francis Albert Sinatra.
Yes, it was my way.
Excellent.
There you go.
Nicely done.
So, surprising number of quality Francis's
mm-hmm.
over the years.
Well, you know, when I was like 10 or 11, 12, I was a big Minnesota Vikings fan.
Mm-hmm.
So who would have been one of my favorite Francis's?
Mr. Francis Tarkington.
There you go. Who turned out to be a raging Republican.
But he was a scrappy little white guy out there.
Yeah. He was accurate, but couldn't throw downfield.
Creative.
The rambling rock.
Yeah. Yep. I was glad to see that the College of Cardinals were able to break the Republican filibuster on the fifth ballot, though.
I'm just glad to see him attain what he's always wanted, because there's a lot of perks that come along with that job.
Oh, there are.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, you get to live in the castle.
Mm-hmm.
You're well fed, well taken care of. But, yeah, I mean, everyone knows that. But there's some things, some perks that people aren't too familiar with that comes along with being Pope.
Like?
Well, in addition to the Pope-mobile, Jay, which is a pretty cool ride, he also has what's called the perversion van, and he can take his 13-year-old boyfriend to the drive-thru in it. So. You okay?
Yeah, I'm a perversion van.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, and he gets to enjoy the fact that Catholic men kiss his ring and Catholic women kiss his ass.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Like Jewish rabbis, Jay, and Muslim Muslim clerics, he gets to eat bacon.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
Is that perversion van? Is this just a plain white van with no windows?
Well, of course it is. And a bed and a flat screen TV.
On the... It says free candy on the side.
Uh-huh. plays a little song as it goes down the street.
What song might it play?
I don't know. The ice cream truck song.
There you go.
Every Cinco de Mayo, this is going to be a new tradition. Since he is, you know, of Latin descent, and he'll celebrate, you know, try to get the Mexicans in. Every Cinco de Mayo from now on, he gets to smash a piñata made out of papal mache. And here's...
Hi-yo!
Here's a big one, Jay, and I wish I had this benefit. He doesn't have to buy people Christmas presents. He gets off on that. He gets a pass. All he has to do is give everyone he knows a message. Oh, here's the Pope's Christmas message.
Uh-huh.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, he was out there this morning with his, you know, pray for me. Me, me, me. It's all about me
mm-hmm.
message. What about us? We could use a few prayers.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you what.
Judging from the chat room, this show could use a few prayers.
That's pretty good. Who was that? Oh, you were kidding.
No.
I thought you... here's the big one, though, Jay. And for this, I would... That's all I would take is to be Pope. You know, everyone knows he receives free lifetime protection from the Swiss Guard. But people don't also know that he receives a free lifetime supply of Swiss cheese.
And the good Swiss cheese, not the
exactly.
great value from Walmart.
Oh, God. Exactly. I would do that job just for that.
Well, that's not bad. He gets some good deals there.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I was looking down on my list just because it's right below that, you know, holy Swiss cheese joke. I left off one of my favorite Irishmen.
Who's that?
Dave Allen.
Who's that?
Dave Allen at large, Irish comedian.
Oh.
You'll have to Google him later.
I guess so.
Yeah. I thought you
I could Google him now. I mean, what the hell else do we have today? Right?
Yeah, well, he's dead, so go ahead and Google him. He won't know.
The late great. The late great.
I hope he's dead. I don't want to prematurely make him
2005.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, he was awesome. He always ended his show with good night and may your God go with you. And he was missing a finger. Missing part of
it. And you know his real name?
What is it?
O'Mahony.
Oh, you're kidding.
With
really?
No E. With no E.
Oh, so he's a pedophile.
So it's much more. So he drove a perversion van.
Well,
oh,
that's how those E-list Mahonies roll.
Well, I was going to say. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, focus. Focus. I wonder if the Pope Francis, not Francis the First. He doesn't get to be the first, so there's a second.
Okay.
He's just Pope Francis. I wonder, him being from Argentina, I wonder if he knows Gabriela Sabatini.
You know, I meant to mention that the other day, but the post was growing long. I'd like to meet Gabriela Sabatini.
No kidding.
Whew.
Her lawyers say I can't, but I'd like to.
I'd like to be a Argentinian or a Pope from Argentina, and she runs up to me and says, save me, save me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll save you. Hop in my perversion van.
That's right. That plain white van with no windows. You know what would suck?
All Jay, breaking news. Do your sound.
Uh-oh. Wait, hold on.
Look who's in the chat room.
She's already gone, too, because she still can't get sound.
Oh, well, this is not good.
What in the hell? That upsets me so much.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be okay. We're not even going to mention her name because it just hurts too much.
That's right. It's too painful.
You know, she could always give us her number and we could call her.
She could call in and listen.
Yeah, she could.
And we could accidentally pick that line up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what would suck?
What?
Being the cardinal who was assigned to sit next to Cardinal Law.
Oh, God. Oh, you're correct.
That sick bastard. And you know, it's probably a new cardinal. You know, okay, we're going to have you sit next to Cardinal Law. Oh, man. That's bullshit. Tell him,
that is a great name.
Don't touch me. Tell him, don't touch me.
That is a great name for a cardinal, though. That'd be a great title for a TV show. Like a CSI Vatican City. Cardinal Law.
Or, you know, he could be a private investigator. He could be like Ironside or something, you know.
Ironside? Well, that would be perfect since he was gay.
Right.
Raymond Burr, that's it. Yeah.
Raymond Burr. I don't think they'd let a guy who was perfectly capable of walking play a TV show in a wheelchair anymore.
Why? The TV evangelists let it happen all the time.
Well,
you know what we should do, Jay? From now on, I think we found our thing. We'll just play music for the first hour and a half.
And then we'll
talk the last. Yeah. Let the funny build
hour.
Up.
You know, when we had a 45-minute show, it took us like 25 or 30 minutes to get funny. And now.
We see the same.
Well, we should have started with
happened.
The Pope, because the Pope is a hell of a lot funnier than St. Patrick. That's really what it was.
St. Patrick had no sense of humor.
No, the douchebag.
Yeah.
And don't forget to tune in next Sunday for Palm Fun Day.
Oh,
right
God.
Here.
Did you say Palm Fun Day?
Palm Fun Day.
Oh, that'll be great.
Two hours of masturbation jokes.
And bashing Bill Donahue.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, I was wondering what all they might have done in the conclave.
Yes.
And I was thinking that maybe they played a few games like pin the Jesus on the cross.
Oh, God. That's pretty good. I'm not hearing my sound effects. I can't find it.
I thought maybe a few of them would do their Cher impressions.
Okay. Continue.
God. I'm sure they played some bingo, you know.
Of course.
Those guys. Maybe some arts and crafts projects.
Like
they were
what?
All. I want to make little wooden crosses.
Hi-yo!
No doubt out of popsicle sticks.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe they could play a little round of Is it the Bible or bullshit? Or,
hi-oh! You know,
somebody would tell some crazy ass story about some old man who built a great big boat and put two of every animal on earth on it. And,
or some,
you know,
chick getting turned to salt.
And Cardinal Dolan would go, that's bullshit. No way that happened.
Bring me another Heineken. God damn it.
Well, you know, that's why the conclave didn't last any longer than it did. They had to get Cardinal Dolan back out in front of the TV cameras so he'd settle down. Being the Chuck Schumer of the College of Cardinals and all.
Yep. You know, we've talked today about people who pretend to be Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked earlier about someone who I thought was Irish. But he sure as hell should be, shouldn't he?
It should be.
You know, for the longest time I thought Robert Shaw, Irish name, was Irish, an Irish actor.
Yeah, just like George Bernard.
Exactly. You know, the captain in, from Jaws.
Right.
And he sounds Irish, and I'll prove it to you right now, Jay.
Okay.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston. And so never more shall we see you again.
That's pure
very
Irishness. Pure
that's
Irishness.
Very, very, very Irish.
Yeah. And you know, Richard Dreyfuss hated him.
Well, I don't understand why.
Well, because he was drunk and everything.
Oh, well, yeah.
Robert Shaw, not Richard Dreyfuss. But you know how those people can be.
He was a little too uptight to be drinking.
It was probably on the holy day, too. It was probably on a Saturday evening.
Probably. All right.
So not bad. We've made it with 23 minutes to go, J-Man.
Yeah, we're doing good. You know who was a real? You know who's really Irish?
Who?
Legit Irish is Dennis Leary.
Oh.
We both are big Dennis Leary fans.
Oh yes. And he oh my God, he captures the spirit of Irishdom in a song that he did several years ago. Should we play that?
Yes, we should.
Okay.
Hey, come over here and they take all our land. They chop off our heads and they boil them in oil. Our children are leaving and we have no heads. We drink and we sing and we drink and we die. We have no heads. No, we have no heads. They come over here and they chop off our legs. They cut off our hands and put nails in our eyes. O'Grady is dead and O'Hanrahan's gone. We drink and we die and continue to drink. O'Hanrahan, no O'Hanrahan. We drink and we drive and we
drink.
Hey!
We drink and we fight and we bleed and we cry.
Hey!
We drink and we smoke and we drink and we die.
Hey!
You know, I think
that was
bad.
Loud.
Was it? Did I go too loud?
It's okay.
Okay, sorry. That's a good tune. That's actually
That's
a
good
tune.
Oh, yeah. It's outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know
what?
What's really awesome?
What?
You know what's really awesome?
I don't
that,
know what. Tell
you
me.
Know, here we are, our first big two-hour show, and let me tell you, folks, it takes a lot out of a man to do a two-hour radio
yes,
show.
Yes, it does.
I'm the one who does not have to blog for tomorrow.
Well, I know.
So
what are you saying?
I'm just saying I had a lucky break. Worked out good for me.
I
that
know.
Way.
It worked out
this
well.
This week. Next week.
Worked out well.
Well, it worked out well. Yeah, whatever.
Come on.
I'm public school.
No, it's more of a northern as opposed to Southern Ireland thing.
Well, I guess so. Yeah.
Could be a
yeah, real quick.
Whew.
Oh, real quick. Updates on the some scores for you. The NCAA conference championship games going on.
Mm-hmm.
The ACC game is 39-35. SEC is 31-20, and the A-10 game is 16-12.
Now, how about that? I love those scores.
That's a little inside BTR joke for you, folks.
Yes, it is. Didn't you write
anyway.
About passive aggressiveness the other day?
No, that wasn't passive aggressive. That was celebrating.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's not the same thing, Matt.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? There was something else big that happened this week that was similar to the conclave.
What's that?
The Conservative Political Action Conference.
Oh, yeah, the College of Republicans.
Yeah, the CPAC met, and apparently they had a big week.
Really?
They had a big week. In the end, Rand Paul won the straw poll for
mm-hmm.
presidential preference for 2016. Of course, half of the people who voted thought they were voting for his dad. But, you know, whatever. But let's see what all they had. They had people there who were calling Paul Ryan a liberal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, God, he is. He's out there, Jay. He's out there.
Oh, way out in left field.
Yeah.
There were people who were complaining that Grover Norquist might be a member of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Oh, God.
They had a guy who was defending slavery. and a man who rebuked a woman for daring to correct a man in public. Reminded her that that's not allowed.
No, no.
Also argued in favor of separate but equal. Sarah Palin railed against reality TV.
Uh-huh. And she drank a big gulp, too.
Drank a big gulp, too.
And made fun of it. It was really hilarious.
That was funny stuff. She should go on the road.
Yeah, she should be on the road. They let me drive right over her.
Uh-huh. They brought back the birthers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They brought in all the conspiracy theories from the UN to guns.
Mm-hmm.
Brought those folks in. And then they blamed the media for making them look crazy.
And that comment was probably offered by some guy named John Birch.
Some guy dressed up like him.
Uh-huh.
With a 1776 flag.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
So, anyway, that was some good times.
That was good.
I personally like the one where, you know, they have all the different little seminars going on and the little talks, and they had one where set up for to discuss whether or not America is involving ourselves in too many wars, and maybe we need to, and our, you know, American intervention part of our problem.
Mm-hmm.
And all of like six people showed up for that one.
I was going to say, no one showed up for that one, did they?
And this great big ballroom with six people sitting near the back, of course.
Of course.
The back row Baptist wandered in.
I think the
hey, you got free food at this one?
I think the How to Be an Asshole suffered the same fate as that one.
Anna Marie Cox posted a screen grab of the schedule, and her only comment was, this is cutting it close. And it was 3 o'clock, it was public speaking tips and ideas, and at 3:15 it was Governor Rick Perry.
That's a good segue.
And of course Governor Perry got up there and told them that they need to we need to be more forward thinking and on immigration and more accepting and tolerant of immigration, and the boos rained down on him. It was
poor
very
Rick.
Sad. Oh, yeah, it was unfair. I'm trying to be a good, decent person.
Mm-hmm.
look where it got him.
Got him nothing but heartache.
Damn right. So maybe we should host a talk at CPAC sometime.
That would be nice.
It would be cool.
How to feign outrage in what you really believe.
Yeah, the fake outrage hour or something.
Yeah,
you could just do the show live from there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a live show would be fun.
Oh, gotcha. And we have another guest.
All right, welcome, guest.
Yeah.
And people wandering in and out.
Kind of like the bars today, just wandering.
That's right. Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe they're fans of the Irish Rovers.
Oh, I know I am.
Huge fan.
I wish we had some. Oh, Jay, well, look.
Looky there.
How about that?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's right below. Yeah, it's right below Dennis.
Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 or 6 packs. I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My head is like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Chill me, oh my. Wasn't that a party? Someone took a grapefruit. He wore it like a hat. I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to my old tomcat. They were talking about a hockey. And the cat was talking back. Along about then, everything went black. Wasn't that a party? I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my buddy cutting down my neighbor's tree. Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been a 3 or 4 or 6 pack. I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My head is like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh me, oh my. Wasn't that a party? Your Honor, it was all in fun. The little bitty track meet down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, they run up in the CEO in an alcoholic cane. I sure can use those 30 days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 or 6 packs, I don't know. But I look at the mess I'm in.
Wasn't that a party? Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been the three or four or six packs. I don't know. But I look at the mess I'm in. My head is like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my. Wasn't that a party?
That was an abrupt ending.
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. They kind of needed to.
I know. Well, I thought we might need the time. Always think it, Jay. Always think
always, it. Always. Always. Yeah. Yeah, we're down to 9 minutes, so we did pretty good.
For the first time, that was,
Not we now see that, that we need even more material. Yeah. Not really. We need less material.
Which we're excited about.
We need more natural Matt and Jay. Matt and Jay raw.
Or
Matt and Jay in the raw.
Oh yeah. You know what else we need? Huh? Maybe some callers.
We could use some callers. That would have been nice.
That would take up some time.
It would have been nice. You know, I saw Miss Sunshine State Shirley on Facebook.
I know.
Thought maybe, you know, she would give us a holler.
I got
here on our special day. On our special day.
I'll tell you what, though, Jay. I have a little problem with Sunshine State, Shirley.
Oh, really? What's that?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. She liked the show post on your page in IWS.
Mm-hmm.
At IWS Facebook / ad. But she never liked it online.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hurtful.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand.
Why can you understand?
Are you being hurtful?
Oh, okay.
Oh. Calm. Stay calm.
Well, I thought you thought it was okay that she, you know, didn't like it online.
No, it's not not okay at all. Not bring it up with her.
Yeah, what can you do?
Yeah, not much, I guess.
Yeah.
Diane could have called. We could have used that. That would have been good.
You know, we did make music for her.
We did. You did.
Yeah.
I didn't care enough to make music. I'm kidding. I care.
And what did we get in return, Jay?
Heartache.
I know. Oh, you know, I think this wine importer is really coming along.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Not really. Oh, yeah. Things have settled down here at the office. We're going to do this deal. Yeah, okay. We're ready.
Just checking in with you.
That was what, a week ago? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Checking in.
Checking in.
All right.
Carrot, meat, horse.
All right. Well, I think we're ready to wrap it up.
You think so?
Yep.
You know
maybe we can close it out. Huh?
Well, you know what the sad thing is? I mean, it's good. I think it was pretty good for a first two-hour effort.
Not bad.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I sobered up during the show.
Well, that's probably when it got funny.
Oh, very good. Hey-o. So I may go see the Dreamboats for a little bit.
Well, there you go. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So they're rocking the house.
Marty was awesome.
It was. Marty was great.
And so was Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid. He needs to work on that super fast delivery, though. He needs to slow it down.
No, you can't change that. That's how he is. He wasn't acting.
Kirk Douglas doesn't speak that slow. All right. Well, how about if we crank up the Irish national anthem? Let's all rise. Remove your big green funny hats.
And whip out your shillelagh.
That's right. And here we go with the Irish national anthem.
All right.
Sheena, Sheena.
No, it's cold and rainy and crummy here.
Okay. All right, then.
I might go see the Dreamboats play down at the lodge.
Okay, well, you better hurry. Are you going to take the IWS jet?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yes. Because that's what I did last night, because I was actually in, well, I told you that, with the slider. So.
Right.
Oh, man. Jet lag.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. We'll be back next Sunday, everybody. Same
yes,
time.
Yes, we will.
Same place.
Same
right
time.
Here on BTR with Palm Fun Day.
Yes, we will. Always
and
a
who
pleasure.
Knows? Who knows what we'll come up with for that stuff.
Hopefully a phone call or two.
Hopefully so. Hopefully, I understand the crowds coming in and out of the chat room. 2 hours is asking a lot of people, but,
well,
you know, we don't ask anything else of people, do we? We're not demanding of people.
No, we don't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus, it's a busy day.
Right. Well, people, you know, yeah.
But next Sunday, they should stay at home and be reflective.
And right. And then, of course, and then we understand Easter Sunday will be a big day for them, too.
Yeah.
Not us, but for them.
No. All right, then.
All right.
All right, J-Man.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank
you
all.
Check us out at IWSradio.com, Facebook.com/IWSradio.
Mm-hmm.
And have a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Flante!